Riley LeBay is with Peace River Rotaract. Riley, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final prep for River Days?
Ooh, final prep. We're hitting it hard this week. We've got lots on the go. Our email account has just been busy, but I think we've got everything organized, and we're ready for the weekend.
Lots of events within the event are happening. Of course, the jet boats are the main attraction, I guess, if you will. But as I say, other events are happening. What are some of the other events happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're kicking it off on Friday with our plaid parade starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to be starting at the Old Bell Center, and we're going to be going all the way down to Riverfront Park. So we've got some boat floats, we've got some walking floats, and we've got some businesses that are also signed up for that parade as well. And then after that, we're moving it over to 101st Street by the Legion and the Brewery and the movie theater. And we're going to be shutting that down, and we're going to have a block party, kind of similar to last year, but it's going to be even better. We've got the Art Hub, who's got some vendors and some exhibits that are happening. We've got a mechanical bowl this year, too, which is going to be awesome. The Darren Gatch Karaoke Contest. Lots of awesome stuff going on.
Lots of awesome stuff that, if I'm not mistaken, is all family-oriented, is it not? And that's what kind of an event this is?
It is, absolutely. Yeah, last year we kind of had the block party geared more towards the 18-plus demographic, but this year we've kind of shifted a little bit that it's perfect for all ages. So we've got Friday at the block party, and then Saturday is our Riverfront Fun at Riverfront Park. We've got the Riverfront Fun Fair, the Man's Landing Market, there's bouncy castles, a balloon artist, face painting, the whole nine yards, and then we're wrapping it up on Sunday at Riverfront Park. Also, there's the Princess Picnic, the Flapjack Breakfast, hosted by the Scottish Dance Society, and then we've also got the Superhero Showdown happening too.
Nice. Sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. All of which, if I'm not mistaken, you're looking for everybody to be mad for plaid, are you not?
Yes, absolutely. The dress code all weekend is plaid. So we want to see everybody out there in their plaid shirts and their plaid cutoffs, and let's paint the town plaid this weekend.
Riley, I simply ask, how much are you looking forward to this? I know this is a lot of work, but...
Oh my God, yeah, we have been preparing for months and months, so we're really looking forward to this upcoming weekend. And I think it's an opportunity to showcase the local businesses, the local charities and organizations that we've partnered with as well, and all of the awesome things that Peace River has to offer. So I think it's a big weekend for the community, and we're really excited to see what happens.
Not only the community, but the area as well, because I'm sure a lot of people come from out of town to say, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with the World Jet Boat Races happening this weekend, we do expect a whole bunch of visitors to be able to come and watch. So it's nice to be able to welcome those visitors and those locals alike. And like I said, showcase what Peace River has to offer.
Riley LeBay is with Peace River Rotaract. Riley, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.